So welcome to this session of Guidestone University. A number of years ago, I was serving as an administrator in a private university. And private colleges and universities are enrollment driven because they need to generate or grow enrollment in order to generate revenue. And this college in particular had experienced a number of years of decline or stagnation in enrollment. And at the same time, they had this aggressive vision for growth. And so coming in the door, I was under enormous pressure to deliver significant growth for the university. And I'm a fairly intense person. I mean, those that know me know, I'm on almost all the time when I'm working. And so my team right away began feeling that pressure. And I kept telling myself and even kept trying to encourage them, hey, look, this pressure that we feel is temporary. But I really could see no end in sight. And I kept pushing harder and I kept pushing faster. And at the same time, I was dealing with some of my own personal demons. My wife was at home. She's trying to deal with our home and manage our home and take care of our young daughter at the time. My wife was trying to manage our home and to care for our young daughter at the time. And she was really doing that on her own. I mean, I felt like such a hypocrite. Here I was trying to develop my team and trying to grow a university and doing what I thought was great work, trying to help other people improve when I was the one that needed to change. My wife remembers the day that I was standing in the kitchen and I was explaining to her as she stood across the counter, I was explaining. My wife remembers the day when we stood in the kitchen at our home and she was standing across the counter and I was explaining to her what I was experiencing, what I was feeling, what my team was feeling. She listened supportively and patiently like she always does. And after I was done, she said, Mike, there was a time about 6 months ago that I felt like a part of you was dying and I don't know if you were ever gonna get it back. I said, Well, if you told me that 6 months ago, it probably would have saved us a lot of pressure. I said, well, why didn't you tell me about that? She said, I wanted you to be able to work through the challenge on your own without the added pressure from me. It was during the same chaotic time in my career and in our family that I received a phone call one afternoon as I was walking across campus. In fact, I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember exactly where I was standing in the parking lot, and I was just below Mercer Hall on the campus of Bryan College in Dayton, Tennessee, and I remember picking up the phone, and I remember the voice on the other end of the line was a young man that I'd been working with for about a year. We had hired him straight out of high school. We had hired him straight out of college, and I remember hearing immediately the hurt that was in his voice. And I'm thinking, something's not right. I was crazy busy that day, and I was getting ready to leave town. But he started telling me I've made a decision, a bad decision. I did something that I shouldn't have done, and it's hurt my relationship with my girlfriend. It's hurt my relationship with my family. It's affecting my work. It's affecting a lot of things in my life. And I really just need to talk to somebody about it. I remember saying to him, I want to help you. I'm getting ready to leave town in about an hour. My wife and I are leaving town. We're going to spend a weekend in the Smoky Mountains with a group of young professionals that we're working with. I think you need to pack a bag and go with us. And over the next few months, I spent scores of hours with this young man. And what I learned from that experience was life-changing for me. And as we get started in this course, I want to share with you three things that I learned during this crazy time in my life personally, this crazy time, chaotic time in my life professionally, as I walked this path with this young man. Several years ago, I was working with an executive coaching firm, and the CEO used an illustration that significantly impacted how I approach challenging situations, how I lead through challenging situations, both in my life and in my work. And I think it'll help us to frame our conversations today. And so I want you to take a look at this quick video. Insert the clip of the video here. I'll have to get that for you. My favorite part of the video is the guy doing the air guitar. He's the guide on the raft. I mean, that's just awesome. That's just amazing. Have you ever rafted a river like that? That's exactly what I felt like during this chaotic time in my life. Like at any moment, I would be capsized. At any moment, I would be thrown out of the raft. Maybe you're listening today and you feel like you've been thrown out of your raft. You've been thrown off your game. You're flailing around in the water. You're flailing around in the churning white water. You've been thrown out. Man, maybe somebody threw you out. Maybe you came here today and you're feeling like that. Whatever your situation is, we're going to walk through a simple process that'll help you to simplify, that'll help you make. We're going to walk you through a simple process that'll help you make a few fundamental decisions that will simplify thousands of other decisions for you in the future. I'm excited about getting started on this journey with you. So we'll see you in the next session of Guidestone University as we get started.